Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down, or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? 'The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart.' That is, the word of faith that we proclaim. But if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, 'No one who believes in him will be put to shame.' For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call upon him. For everyone who calls the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.'" The word of the Lord. Let us read Psalm 85 in unison. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for he is speaking peace to his faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to him. Truly, his salvation is very near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and peace shall be a pathway for his feet.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. I don't know about you, but this week my heart has been breaking for the Middle East. I particularly have been agonizing about the Christians. Who, as you know, are having to leave their homes in droves, are being killed by the thousands. "40,000 ethnic Yazidis are on a mountaintop in Iraq right now being starved to death. And some of them are choosing to throw their children off the mountain rather than watching their children starve. If you were a Christian living in Iraq at this time, what would you do? I think about that. I think, what would I do? Would I have the courage to sing Amazing Grace as they slit my throat? Would I have enough faith? C.S. Lewis, many years ago, wrote that every Christian has one choice between two alternatives. We can choose to believe that Jesus really is the Son of God, or we can choose to believe that Jesus was a lunatic. Many of us would like to think of Jesus as a revolutionary, a wonderful prophet, a good leader, but not necessarily this God stuff. But C.S. Lewis says that the Gospels are simply too full of miracles. That Jesus walks on water. He cures the sick, and he says that he is the Son of God. So either it's all true, and he is who he says he is, or he must have been simply crazy. But there really is no in-between. Today's gospel is absolutely miraculous. Undeniably. It begins with Jesus actually having what in the ministry we would call good boundaries. He actually tells the crowds to go home because he needs some time alone. And I believe that must have been very difficult. This crowd really wanted to be with him. He must have been quite forceful. Go home, I need space. He needed some time to pray. So he dismisses the crowd and he sends the disciples out in the boat, which makes a lot of sense because the disciples would have fished at night. On the Sea of Galilee, it's just too hot during the day. The fish don't rise when the sun is beating down on the water. They go deeper to get cool. So if you want to catch fish on the Sea of Galilee, you need to cast your nets at night when it is cool, when the fish will rise to the surface of the water. So the disciples go out in the boat to find something to eat. And Jesus prays alone. When he has done praying, and the evening is nearly over, he begins to find the disciples, but by this time, they've gone way out onto the sea. And so Jesus walks to them. He walks on top of the water. And what do the disciples do? How do they react? Well, like we would. They're terrified. Whenever something inexplicable happens, that's how humans respond. We're scared. They thought he was a ghost. And Jesus says, "Take heart. It is I. Don't be afraid." He says that so often. Don't be afraid. There's a movie that came out recently. It's called Heaven is for Real. It's based on a book. Some of you, I'm sure, have heard of it. It's about a little boy who was 4 years old when his appendix ruptured. He was the son of a pastor. This little boy goes into surgery and they're not sure if he's going to live. He makes it through the surgery and technically he doesn't die, but when he wakes up, he begins to talk about visiting heaven. And at first, his parents and everybody thinks that's very cute, he's making it up, as most of us would, because to contemplate that reality is scary. But then the little boy begins to say things that he could not possibly have known. For one thing, he talks about meeting his great-grandfather, who he didn't know before. And then he also talks about meeting his sister, who died in childbirth, and he did not know about her. His parents had never mentioned her. At this point, his father, the pastor, cannot deny that something real has happened, that this little boy has witnessed heaven itself. And he begins to preach about it. He begins to talk about his son and about what happened to him. And guess how the church reacts? You can only imagine. Well, the board of this little church in Nebraska, they call the pastor in and they meet with him and they tell him that he has to stop talking about heaven. Stop talking about what happened to your son. It's too weird. It's too scary. It's kind of new agey and out there. Just stick to what's in the Bible, one of the ladies says. What is it about us that we find the miraculous so intolerable? We would so much rather have our regular, comfortable lives. Give me the status quo. Give me the life that I know. Give me my comfortable little boat. And I'll just comfortably sail through life. But my friends, the world is just too crazy. And we don't need a tame God. We need the God who performs miracles. You know, at the very beginning of creation, the Spirit of God moved over the chaos of the waters. And so if Jesus was the Son of God, of course he would move over the face of the waters. And he says to you, I walk on the chaos. I walk on the violence and unrest and craziness of this world. And I come to you. And I invite you to join me. Peter was brave enough to step out of that boat, to step onto this unknown, crazy, strange phenomenon of walking on the water. And he gets so scared, he starts to sink. I love Peter. He fails and he fails and he fails again. But he steps out there in faith and he keeps trying. All the way to his martyrdom, he keeps stepping out there in faith. It is so easy to stay in our comfortable worlds and hear the news and hear about these Christians suffering and to say, oh, it's too bad, and continue on with life as normal. But I tell you that you and I are up on that mountaintop with them. And we must ask ourselves what we would do under those circumstances. And we must ask ourselves what God would have us do now. There is an Anglican priest in Baghdad, Andrew White. Has any of you seen him on the news? He is a great inspiration. When you see him, he does not look like such a courageous person. He's not really strong or well-built. He's got glasses. He's kind of nerdly. And you know what else? He suffers from multiple sclerosis. And yet this man, whose family is all in London, has chosen to move to Baghdad. And for the past decade, he has been the pastor of a church of 6,000 Christians. But in the past 10 years, 1,200 of them have been killed. 1,200 of them have been killed. And one of the reporters asked this priest, Father White, she said, don't you want to just go home, go back to London? And he said, oh, I cannot do that. These are my people. I am a Christian. And she said, "Do you believe that things will get better?" And he said, "Of course I do. I have to believe in miracles. I am a Christian." So I ask you this week, please pray with me in a different way. Let's pray with some conviction that we dare to believe in miracles, that we dare to believe that somehow this horrible situation in the Middle East might somehow reconcile itself. Pray with me for a miracle. But don't stop there. Then ask yourself, how can I have the courage to step out of my boat of comfort, to step out into this crazy, chaotic world and do something, God, that you would have me do? How do we know when we're stepping out on the waters? I'll tell you a clue. You are beginning to step out of your boat when you dare to fail miserably. You are beginning to step out of your boat when you are frightened to take the next step. When you don't know if you can do it without the help of our Savior. That, my friends, is when we begin to walk on the water. Let us pray for a miracle. After all, this is the God of the universe, right? The one who made all things. Miracles are possible. Pray with me. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, you created the heavens and the earth. Thank you for the gift of our lives, for our loved ones, for this community, and for this beautiful earth that we call home. I invite you to speak aloud your thanksgivings.
For my family, for this community, this country.
Bless and comfort those who are sick, lonely, or grieving. Help those who are in need. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who need our prayers.
We pray for all those who are affected by the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, and that the global spread of the disease may cease.
embrace the souls of those who have died. We remember especially Steve Johnson. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died.
Don.
We pray for the church throughout the world and for the ministries of this cathedral. Help us to grow in our love for you and for others in the urban core. Help the nations of the earth to treat one another with kindness and justice. We pray especially for peace in the Middle East and an end to the violence in Central America.
We pray especially for peace in Israel and Gaza. We pray for the ministry of Canon Andrew White, Vicar of St. George's Church in Baghdad. And we pray for the ethnic Yazidis who are stranded in the mountains of Iraq.
We ask you, Almighty God, to forgive all the mistakes that we have made, the things that we have done, and the things that we have neglected to do. Help us to become the people that you call us to be.
Father in heaven, help us not to be afraid, but to dare to follow you, to have the courage to believe in miracles. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. We need your healing, merciful God. Give us true repentance. Some things are plain to us. Some escape us. Some we cannot face. Forgive us. Set us free to hear your word to us. Set us free to serve you. God forgives you. Forgive others. Forgive yourself. Through Christ, God has put away your sin. Approach your God in peace. All this we ask in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift. But you have to hold it up high and you have to keep it up, okay? Keep it up until your present comes. And when it comes, then you can put it down. That way they can find you. Welcome, welcome. So glad all of you are here today. Great bunch of kids here. That's awesome. Welcome back, Tim Tuller and the choir. I hope you all will read. Tim wrote the lead article about their trip this week, and there's a lot of pictures and stuff that you can visit on our website, so I hope you all will get wind of this great, amazing pilgrimage that they took. We're so glad you guys are back. After today, there's only one more Sunday left of summer breakfasts and classes, so come and join us next Sunday. It's our last time. Following next Sunday, so the week after that, we're going to have our rally day, which is a wonderful time to kick off the ministries of the cathedral in the fall. The theme of this year is love at the OK Core Al. And we're going to have pony rides and lots of stuff going on in the neighborhood. The night before rally day, Saturday, August the 23rd, we're going to have a special event in which we turn on exterior lights that have been designed to light up the church at night. We're so grateful to David and Ann Hicks who gave the money to enable us to do this. This is going to not only highlight this beautiful building at night, but it's also going to increase security because a lot of the bad stuff that happens in the dark corners probably won't happen anymore when it's bright. So we're really looking forward to that. The weekend after that is Labor Day, and then we have another great opportunity, the weekend of September the 5th through the 7th. This is called Discovery Weekend. It is a retreat here at the cathedral. It is free, and you can go home and sleep in your own bed, which is good. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to know some of your fellow parishioners and to deepen your faith. So any of you who are wondering about how to get more involved in this community, please consider doing Discovery. And you can call Sue Ingeman in the office and she'll tell you all about it. Also that weekend, our fall schedule will resume. So the Sunday after Labor Day, we will go back to 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 11 o'clock services because the congregation swells back to normal at the end of the summer. And lastly, we have a bunch of kids who are about to go back to school. Now, for many kids, going back to school is a little bit like stepping out of the boat and into the unknown, right? So all of you kids and even adults who are going back to school, if you would like a blessing, please come forward and let me bless you before you start school this year. All adults, children, anybody who's going back to school or going to school for the first time, come on up. Like I say, a blessing can't hurt, right? Can't hurt. And power to you all who have the courage to learn or teach. Amen. Welcome. Welcome. All right, are we all gathered? Come on up, guys, for a blessing. Hey, Parker. I'm glad you brought the cross. That's excellent. All right, let's turn around and face the congregation. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we ask your blessing on our children and adults as they begin a new school year. We thank you for the promise and excitement that this year brings. We pray that you will give these students the spirit of joyful discovery, as well as the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Give them a sense of your holy presence and protection. May your love and good grace fill their hearts and minds throughout the year. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. Have a great year. Remember to be generous, as our Lord Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, sun, the planets in their courses, and the fragile Earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of woman, to fulfill your law and to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim you, with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts, sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be the body and the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption, and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection, and we await his day of his coming. Lord, God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only, and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this holy communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom, with you and with the Holy Spirit, your Church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God to you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. those who are not able to be with us today. In the name of the St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those whom you may go to share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Jesus our Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of God and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of God the Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.